Hello and welcome back to the Advisors Assemble podcast. And this time around, we're going to be talking about another option that you could have if you're thinking about setting up your new business, or you're thinking about changing your business. Maybe you've been an advisor working for someone else, want your own thing. We've had people on before talking about joining networks and creating brands and things like that. But we're going to be talking about a franchise option. And I've got Mark Dean from The Mortgage Store, and we've got Paul as well, who's joined as a franchisee. And we're going to talk all about your sort of franchise offering, Mark. How's it going? You all right?
Very good indeed, Alex. Thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. And Paul, nice to meet you. Are you all right?
Nice to meet you too, Alex. Yes, I'm very, very well. Thank you very much. And thanks for inviting me on.
No, you're very, very welcome. So we're going to dive straight in. I've got a few questions. And Mark, I'll start with you. And I want to get a bit of background, really, on kind of The Mortgage Store and then the thoughts and where this idea of offering a franchise came about and why, I suppose.
Sure. Okay. So a bit of background to The Mortgage Store. So we established in 2003, initially supporting the London Home Counties areas, but then soon expanded into the Midlands. 18 years later, grief, we're now employing in excess of 60 people working in key roles to support the overall customer experience. We're very active within the new build sector, working with a number of national and regional builders, and also very active within the public sector. So we work very closely with the NHS, the police force, and the professionals within the education sector. We've invested very heavily in technology to ensure our client, our introducer, and our broker experience is a positive one, because it's our belief we get this right, we get the whole process. This ensures longevity in all our relationships and helps us to secure future business, which, of course, is to benefit everybody in an ever-changing marketplace. The primary reason we got very excited about this franchise proposition, because we see a huge opportunity, Alex, to attract quality individuals that are looking to build a business for themselves, but could really benefit from 18 years worth of practice at doing the same. And of course, reputation. It takes a long time to build a positive reputation with any new sector, with any new business. And if we can support new businesses on the back of the reputation we've been able to build by growing our business over that length of time, then that, again, can only be a good thing. So if we can replicate what we've done in new and exciting areas around the UK, then that's going to be a good thing for us, for our franchisees, for the business as a whole, and everybody who works for TMS, and of course our customers. So very exciting times ahead, we hope.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And then bear in mind, Paul's with us, so we obviously need to be polite, but what type of kind of people would the franchise suit, do you think?
I think it would suit someone who feels they're ready and indeed want their own business, but want to maximise the potential for an early success within that business without the financial and the time commitment that we know goes alongside setting a brand new business up. There's a lot of things that when we're planning to set our own business up, we get very excited about. But there's a lot of things we don't necessarily think about. And again, looking back as to how we've grown our business, boy, did we learn some tough lessons in the early years and for the early days. And it's like anything else, isn't it? It's like anything worthwhile you take on. It always ends up costing you a lot more money than you initially thought. So if we can ease some of that pain and just help somebody to get to a stage in their business far quicker, then that's got to be an opportunity. Typically, they'll have a client bank of their own, although it doesn't need to be huge, but a degree of customers they can contact, or perhaps an introducer that they've worked with in the past or indeed having conversations with currently. Because this will obviously help them just initially over those early few months to start generating some business. The rest, we will work very closely with them for the short, medium and longer term. But it's always nice for them to have a few customers they can approach initially. Or it could be someone that's maybe running their own business at the moment, but is looking for that extra support to take the business to the next level.
Okay, fantastic. And then what does this kind of proposition look like then? How does it work?
We broke down the important things that we felt made the business work. And it took us a while to establish what was important in growing this business. But when we actually reviewed it, I guess it falls down into key areas. There's the profile of the business. There's processes and systems being able to operate effectively. There's the support functions, whether that's admin support, whether it's business development, how do you grow your business? How do you take it to the next level? It might be HR support, looking to recruit a team around you, but also things like training. So we captured what was important from that side. But I guess most importantly, financial. So what are the financial consequences of setting up a business? And how can I ensure that my business isn't just about where it could be in a year or 2 years' time? It's about the now. And how do I get to that next stage as soon as possible? So what we've done is we've taken all these key areas and created a proposition that incorporates the best of what we've done and what we've learned in growing our business over the last 18 years and tried to make it very accessible to a brand new startup opportunity. So in a nutshell, that's what the franchise is all about.
Okay, fantastic. So then if this sounds amazing, what's the kind of the process of actually onboarding and becoming a franchisee?
Okay, so there's a lot to the franchise. I've just given you a very kind of broad summary of what it looks like and the key areas that are really important to us and we believe important to anybody that's looking to set up a new business or take their existing business to the next level. So there would obviously be a lot of conversation around that during the process of several meetings. So initial conversation would be, and hopefully Paul will back me up on this when we move on to him shortly, but a very informal conversation with one of the directors of the business, just really to talk more openly about the proposition and what it might look like for that individual. Find out what's important to the potential franchisee, what their vision is, what they're looking to get out of this relationship and get out of this business, and see whether our objectives align. The important thing to stress here, Alex, is that when a franchisee joins us, they are setting up their own business. It might have the mortgage store above the door, but it's their mortgage store. It is them taking a brand new business with all the branding that we've seen as very successful within our current marketplace and taking it on board for themselves in a new area, in a new geographical area, and really working with us to drive their business forward and make a success of it. A second meeting with another director or another member of the management team within the business to look at the specifics of the contract, cover off any concerns there may be around that contract, and again, start to put pen to paper, I'll use that terminology, as to what the priorities are, where we want to take this business over the short term, the medium term, and of course the longer term, and agree a plan. If the commitment is then very much, we can work together, we're excited about the opportunity, we want to take it forward, then we'll complete the paperwork. And at that point, they'll meet the marketing team, Alex, so working very closely with you guys at TLE, and we'll start to formulate the marketing side and how we're going to build the profile as quickly as we can. And that will include creating the website, recording a podcast, starting to prepare the social media and the business Facebook page and so on. I'm really looking to get ready to raise that profile from day one, the day that we launch the business. We'd have to finalise the regulatory side, which we work very closely with our network, Mortgage Intelligence, to just ensure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and arrange the relevant training to ensure that there's some confidence with the processes and the systems. And we can provide that training online. We can do it virtually. We can do it via video or, of course, face-to-face now that things are starting to relax a little more. And then finally set all the systems up, which we take on board. We will set those systems up remotely in readiness for the big launch day. So the process itself, and Paul, again, Paul has been the perfect candidate for this because Paul won't hold anything back. And he's given as our guinea pig, for sake of another description, he's been fantastic because he'll give us the feedback, warts and all. So it's allowed the second franchisee, as they come on board, probably a much smoother process. So it's been an invaluable experience for us getting Paul on board. And I think it's really fine-tuned what we thought or we knew was a great proposition, but just made it that little bit slicker. So, yeah, really excited about it.
Excellent. Fantastic. No, it sounds brilliant. So, Paul, that sort of leads nicely into speaking from your side of things, because directors always going to sell it and make it sound amazing. But I think it's great to hear from, well, just saying, you know, if it was me, I'd be talking it up. Absolutely. But I think it's great to actually, Mark says, speak to someone who's actually experienced this as well. And it's you, so someone else coming in doing this that won't be the first one through. But I'm really interested in your background, really, just before setting up the franchise. What was your sort of background in kind of financial services?
Before I took on Project Guinea Pig. Okay. So I was employed all the way through my career. I've never gone into a self-employed role. So I worked within the banks. I realized that wasn't for me. I went out into the brokerage world. I started to get my teeth into that, and I saw that there were some real opportunities there to provide some great customer service and obviously create a great brand if I wanted to go self-employed. And I always wanted to go self-employed. So my background was always employed until Mark caught me literally halfway down the path with another company. And that's where it got really exciting. And I will say that I know that directors are meant to sell things, but Mark is very modest with what he's just said. This is a great opportunity for the right type of people, and it's a very exciting concept indeed.
Absolutely. No, fantastic. So what were your aims then for going self-employed?
So basically my aim for being self-employed was, number one, I really wanted to provide a great customer service to my clients. I've got a book of clients that I'm doing well with, but whilst working with other companies, you are held within the remit of their processes and what to do. And going self-employed just completely opened the door for me on being able to give a better service. Not just that, I wanted to have a better work-life balance. Now, who doesn't? You know, that should be the aim for everyone, especially within the world we are currently hopefully leaving a little bit behind us now. But having that work-life balance to me was extremely important. And another thing there is about the self-employed is that it meant that I had more flexibility, and that was flexibility within my own business. It was flexibility within my services that I provide, a flexibility in all aspects of my life. Just to really, like I say, come back to that point I made a second ago about having a good work-life balance. If you've got the right tools with the right kind of people, you can really make a good job of it being self-employed. And I would be lying if one of the biggest motivators was not money. The ability to earn a good income while striking that balance, to me, was always an eye-opener and an opportunity I was looking out for. And lucky for me, and thank my lucky stars, that Mark and TMS came along at probably the most perfect time, and it all just fell into place. But it was a real push to become self-employed. I really wanted to do it, and this really allowed me to take that step, but without a lot of the risk associated with that Mark covered off earlier.
Yeah, you know? No, absolutely. I mean, my next question was, I was going to say that there's plenty of options that you could have taken, and you've probably already answered that just now, but what was the main factor that attracted you to the franchise model, and is there any other kind of things that was that kind of helped you decide that was the right thing for you?
Got to be careful on what I say now, because his head might get rather large, but Mark with it was a PowerPoint presentation he gave me. I just thought it was amazing. The transitions were fantastic on the slides, and that was it. You've heard Mark there, and like I say, he's been very modest, but his energy, his passion, his enthusiasm, it's infectious. And when Mark comes along and has a conversation with you about something, you automatically start getting excited. And I don't know why, but he's very good at being able to harness and portray his energy. And I'm a very energetic guy as well. We just bounce off each other. And I thought to myself, this might be a bit of a challenge, because Mark's great. What about the other people? What about the other directors? What about the people I'm going to be working alongside? They're all fantastic, Alex. I've not come across one bad apple. And when you've got a team of 60, you almost expect it, especially within finance. You always expect, but not. They are all fantastic. They're all energetic, and they're all for doing a great job and providing a phenomenal customer service. And that really got me interested in the franchise. But there was more to it. You've got the fact that there was no large initial outlay. So I had a look at interfranchises, and you can see a few of them that come along, and you might have to invest money at an initial stage. And some of them could be up to £10,000, believe it or not. For me, when Mark came around with the proposition, you know, that with the, there wasn't a large initial outlay, that was a big tick in the box for me. The next thing was location. So I'm part of, and I've created alongside the Mortgage Store Bristol. Okay. Now, the great thing about the franchise part, the great thing about the franchise offering, sorry, is that you get a location. Now, in other companies who do a very similar model, you are a part of whatever location that you are in, and there might be three or four other advisors who are still within that location working for the same company, right? Doesn't happen with TMS, because your location is your location. Your franchise is your franchise. So therefore, you won't have another, if you will, TMS a franchisee stomping on your patch. That is yours, and you have got to sow the oats, you've got to grow the business, and you've got to ingrain yourself within the local culture, but you get the freedom of doing it without other people trying to take your clients, or there's none of those issues with customers. So I think that's fantastic as well. And the last nail for me was the brand. It's like me going into trainers and someone going, oh, sell Nike for us. Yeah. All right. Okay. The brand of TMS and what Mark and John and James, the other directors, have done with this place is amazing. You look at Trustpilot. So you start off with a new business that's 5 stars on Trustpilot.
Yeah.
If that's not a springboard, 18 years worth of experience under their hats. They've been, I believe there's 3 or 4 branches now are a part of TMS. So they've got the whole scaling and scalability down to a T. They've got options that you can bolt on and take off. It's flexibility. So all of that together and the support that you get from the people at TMS, from the team at TLE, and from obviously everyone that you talk to, it's support central. You're well looked after, and no one could do enough for you.
Okay, amazing. I mean, I was going to say, well, how has the last sort of 3 months been for you? But I mean, it sounds pretty awesome. And was it what you're expecting then? Because you've obviously, this is your first kind of self-employed role, this first sort of leap.
Yeah.
Was it what you were expecting, and how's it gone?
The weird thing is, my expectations were, I didn't know what was going to happen. So I've just gone with the flow. But what I love about Mark and TMS and what we've done is they've allowed me to grow at my own pace. I haven't had that pressure. This is all about what you want to do with the business. So the first 3 months for me has been extremely positive. My aims from being self-employed, my work-life balance, everything have been ticked off in the first month. I feel so much better as a person from making this decision. And there's so many great things on the horizon that you just know that it would be very difficult. If you're the right person looking to either grow your own business with your own client bank, or you feel that you're confident enough to do it from scratch, and it is hard. It took me 6 years to build up the client base before going to self-employed. Those type of people, this type of opportunity, there is no limits. You can make something fantastic. And in the first 3 months, all I've ever had from Mark, from the other directors, James and John, and everybody else who's been a part of TMS, all I've ever had is the positivity, the backup, and feel like, you know what, I could do anything, Alex.
Yeah. Incredible. One thing I was going to kind of say as well is when I set up my business, it was myself for quite a while, and it's quite a lonely kind of place. So I'm imagining it's quite nice actually to have be part of something bigger, and have people around you to talk to, for one thing, but also that support. But then also having your baby, you've got kind of like the best of both worlds, it feels like.
It really is. It is the best of both worlds. And I thank past Paul for making this decision, because future Paul loves him and present Paul loves him. And what I would say is that it is exactly that. You've got this backing of this well-established, experienced, fantastic team who would do anything to help you be successful. And you can use or leave as much of that as possible, as you prefer, because it's your business. You can have that part, you can be a part of something bigger, or you can keep it in amongst yourself. The decision is yours. But personally speaking, with the people that I've met and the opportunities that I've been given, it really is just a case of, this is fantastic and a great opportunity for the right type of people, and getting that backing off TMS and the experience of that bigger, more experienced people behind you, it's just next to none. You don't get that anywhere else, in my opinion.
Okay, amazing. And then, so what are your plans then? What are you sort of planning out the next sort of 6 months, a year? What's on the horizon, you think, for the sort of TMS Bristol franchise, if you like?
The world is my oyster. Or Bristol, actually, is my oyster. There's some really, really exciting stuff. Now, I'd love to tell you, Alex, everything, but unfortunately, there's some secrets that we have to keep. But I will say this. In the last 3 months, I've grown the business much, I'm probably speaking about 300% more than I was expecting.
Right.
Okay. I expect in the next 3 to 6 months, I would like to become more established within Bristol. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of networking, getting in and amongst the local people. And in a year's time, I hope to start upscaling and growing my team. The great thing about TMS and the franchisee opportunity that you've got is that you can grow a team. You can make this as big as you want it to be. And because of that opportunity, I am going to grab it with both hands. I'm going to go out there and make a good, sustainable, profitable business that is well known for its brand, well known for looking after clients, giving that service, that stress-free approach, and that simplicity from start to finish.
Brilliant. Amazing. I mean, from a like marketer's point of view, I think you touched on it earlier on, having that 5-star Trustpilot. I mean, we don't, as an agency, we don't work with startups, because one of the reasons being they've got zero reviews, and consumers really, really do appreciate that. We did a whole episode on sort of Trustpilot reviews and things like that. You've, like you said, your website is launched with 1,800 5-star Trustpilot reviews on it from day one, which is, you would take, well, literally years to get anywhere close to that. So from a marketer's perspective, it feels like a really great opportunity. And it sounds like the actual doing your everything else, like the support you've got, your strategic side, like working with people who have been there and done it as well, it feels like you've got all the ingredients there to make it successful. It would be pretty cool to catch up with you in 6 months' time, and then we'll see if it is still all rosy, because it sounds amazing so far.
And one thing that I would just like to say as well is that we've got the products. We've got the right products to meet what we want. I have worked under different networks, and yeah, I've always felt a little bit constrained. The products that we've got available, the fact that we've got the comprehensive range on mortgages, the fact that we've got no loading on things like your life insurance, it means that not only do you give a really good customer service that you want, but you're able to give them fantastic products that meet their needs. And by doing that, you can create long-term relationships. It's about, TMS is not a transactional business. It's not a one-hit wonder. It's not a let's do a half a job. It's a let's look after our clients in the best way possible, with being able to provide them with bespoke financial solutions to meet their needs.
It all sounds really good. I feel like I was going to say thanks to both of you, but I feel like I've kicked Mark out of the conversation because I muted him earlier. So I'm going to say thank you to you, Paul. It was really good to get your insight. Oh no, Mark, I think Mark's
still here.
You're still here. I was worried.
Just sitting quiet and minding my own business.
Did that all sound positive? Were you listening in? Was it all as
expected? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No, terrific to hear.
I was going to say that must be music to your ears. Fantastic. Mark, if people want to get in touch with you, are they heading to the website? Should they connect with you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, if they would like to head to the website. We have a franchisee tab on the website, which they can download a full prospectus, and it has our contact numbers. And we'd be delighted to just have a very informal conversation in the first instance. And let's see if there's some mutual ground there.
Absolutely. So if you head to the-mortgagestore.co.uk and then the menu bar at the top, you can see the franchise section and all the details from there. Fantastic, guys. Really appreciate you coming on and talking about this, the kind of different option that people can have. And it does sound like it ticks a lot of boxes. I think everyone's going to really enjoy hearing all the details of it. Thanks again. And then I think we should do a catch up in about 6 months' time, see if anything's changed and find out how Paul's got on as well. I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely. Nice one. More than happy to, Alex. And thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, Alex.
No worries. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.